Welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, our podcast all about progressive rock. I am Jay Valade.
And I'm Jonathan Block.
Today we're going to talk about 2025. We're a couple months late. But I finally got my Prague year-end review issue. And so John and I said we should do our own little year-end review and talk about stuff that we liked during the year from a release standpoint.
Right, because now you're flipping through that and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, right, I forgot about Hair Gets Rich.
My problem is, John and I were talking about this to start, I don't have a ton of things that I really listened to that was new in 2025.
Right.
I think that, you know, their top four were Dream Theater, which I did not listen to, Solstice, which I did not listen to, the Cardiacs album, LSD, which I have listened to a number of times, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
It was, I've been, and this is a side, but I've been hearing about the Cardiacs. Do you know the Cardiacs? I did not know them very well at all.
From reading Prague and other things.
So I knew of them, but I didn't really know their music, and a lot of the streaming services did not have their stuff on it.
Yep.
So I was like, I don't know really. So I would find stuff on YouTube or whatever and listen to them, and I found them to be interesting, but I still didn't have enough to go on. So then I saw that they had this new album, and so I listened to it a number of times, and I really enjoyed it because it was kind of all over the map.
Excellent.
It was kind of like our Mommy Heads moment, where they're kind of genre bending.
Right.
And that was a lot of fun. And then their other one was Stephen Wilson, The Overview, which I enjoyed that album.
Right.
Saw the tour, enjoyed the show that we saw.
So would you consider Stephen Wilson's new stuff? Yeah.
Probably. Because it was the only one that I really... I mean, the John Anderson live album with the Band Geeks was really good.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit of a disappointment for me just because it was the first tour.
Oh, right.
And it was not the new stuff.
Right. Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
But I would have preferred the new songs.
Right, some new stuff.
But that'll be the next release, I'm sure.
Well, they're coming isn't it?
Yeah, in April. I'm going to be seeing it. Yeah. So I listened to the Flower Kings album, which I liked.
Yep.
I thought that was a good album. I did not listen to the new Tull.
I listened to it once, but it's fine.
IQ? Did you listen to IQ?
I listened to the IQ one. That would definitely be one of my tops.
Yeah.
I have like five or six, and that would be one. The other one I told Jay before, I was like, I was really getting into the new Discipline album. And then I realized, and then I looked at the day, I was like, oh, it was released in January, so I'll have to wait till next year. But IQ, and you know, IQ albums are so far and few between, it's always really good to hear.
Okay, I should listen to that.
Yeah, then. It's definitely worth a listen.
Did you listen to the Flower Kings, or do you
like I listened the to the Flower Kings? Kings once, I listened to the Gazpacho once, and they're okay. Car Mechanic I listened to a few times as well.
Midlake I like, but I don't find that to be... I mean, they're on that, like, folky prog whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't find them to be proggy to
right.
into my ears as much now. As much as I thought they were
before
out with the old lead singer.
Yeah.
But I do like them.
Yeah.
And I like that album.
Yeah.
King Gizzard, I didn't listen to the new
I haven't listened to Melancholy. We talked about a few episodes ago. I've listened to that. I listened to The Hawkwind. Once only because, you know, just keep up on them. Now this is the
Bioscope.
Yeah, that's the isn't that the Steve Rothery?
Oh.
And the guy from Tangerine Dream.
Yes.
And
I have not heard that.
Yeah. So
Cavatonia,
I remember that. I listened to that. The Jocko album I listened to as well.
And then it gets
Steel Ice Fan, you know, so interesting. So actually, I'm glad to see Steel Ice Fan here, because once we're done with this, I'm going to go through the four that I really listened to last year. And at least, you know, we're prog adjacent here. I did not listen to Spock's Beard. Did you? Gosta Berling Saga. They've been around forever. I listened to the, they're kind of a little off the wall. So they again, they've been around for a while. But a lot of this, I'll be completely honest. Some of these things I've never heard of, and which is interesting because I do read Prague every month. So I don't remember these albums. And then the reissues.
Reissues.
Interesting.
I don't think I even listened to King Crimson's Lizard reissue. Oh, I did once. Yes.
So,
and I liked it. It wasn't enlightening to me.
Right. And the that's the whatever, the Elemental mixes. Yeah, but like I told you, it's like they just took the drums out of a lot of stuff.
But I did listen to that.
Yeah, so the Alan Parsons, this is like, Tales of Mystery, they keep putting that out. Obviously, Vandegraaff Generator World Record, amazing. The
Renaissance.
Renaissance, it's their the late 70s period, excellent box set. Kraftwerk Autobahn as an Atmos mix is freaking phenomenal.
Okay.
So the
You have
super
more time on your hands than I do, I
well, I
guess.
do. So, well, I'm retired, so if I have music on all day, One Size Fits All, the Zappa box was actually in we'll get to our list. I have a list here, and I have like a last number five, which is a bunch of different things, and that was one of them. Great.
Right.
I mean, unless it shows up higher, In the Wake of Poseidon is my choice
Yeah,
for
they
Lizard.
didn't have that on here.
Yeah, so
Kate Bush, I
Kate
didn't
Bush.
even know that she released a
No.
compilation of B-sides.
Right.
XTC Drums and Wires. I have not heard this new 2025 mix, and
I
I love
haven't
that
either.
album,
I haven't either.
but
Yep.
it feels like I just bought the last one,
Right.
but it's probably 10 years ago.
Right. Toll, Still Living in the Past. So one of my favorite reissues from last year. I listen to it constantly. I love it.
Okay.
It's on my list. I forgot about Heargis Ridge, which I love. I love the remix of that. In the Hall of the Mountain King, Hawkwind is excellent as well. You get another Pantangle.
Peter Hamill
Of course,
box.
so the Peter Hamill box, I'll talk more about that. So that is definitely my number one reissue from last year. I remember when it came out, and I said to Jay, I was like, the Vandegraaff box was great. The Peter Hamill box, I don't really need, blah, 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 blah. And then I started listening to it online, and I was like, oh man, this thing is amazing. And I just keep listening to it. It's like 85 discs. I mean, it's insane. But
It's
anyway.
like the Exposures box.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially his Virgin and Charisma years. So it's really from like, well, 70 to like 80 something. But there's remixes, there's live stuff.
18 CDs and two
Yeah,
Blu-rays.
I mean, if you're into Hamill at all, it's just great. It's his solo career was always a bit different than Vandegraaff. So to have both parts of them is great. Pentangle, I'm a big fan of anyways, but I don't pay attention. It seems like there's reissues coming out all the time. The Tangerine Dream Phaedra, 50th anniversary, an amazing album. They put a lot of that. There's nothing new on that. It's just live stuff that was on the Virgin boxes that they put out a number of years ago. I did not rush 50. I
I don't
kind of
even know
remember
what
that.
that
Obviously, Wish You Were Here box, we talked about that.
is.
Amazing. We had an ep we talked a lot about the Close to the Edge box, which is also amazing. I'm curious to see what's number one. The Lamb. Okay, so that wouldn't be my vote. I'm actually curious about, from our listeners, if you've listened to this and what you think.
Because you have poo-pooed it.
Well, I poo-pooed it because I don't mind remixes at all. I mean, we talk about them all the time, but I just don't think they did a good job with that. And particularly the Atmos mix. There's some things that are highlighted that just d doesn't really do anything for me. But be that as it may, and also the lack of
Extras.
extras. We know again from the bootleg days that there's up to 10 CDs worth of stuff in the studio, run-throughs that are amazing, and you get three or four of those as a download. It just they've never been really good with that. But let's stay on the reissues for a minute. So the Hamill box is great. I would definitely recommend that to anybody. The Living in the Past box I thought was great too, because there's a lot of additions to that. And the Toll box again is a Stephen Wilson jam. My other top reissues. So I'm a big fan of Nectar, the band. So A
Yes.
Tab in the Ocean came out, the 50th anniversary. My favorite album of theirs is amazing. Just a great box set. So it's the It's a remix. It's live stuff. If you're a fan of Nectar, I don't know how you can like that box. So those are my top four reissues, and then I just threw a few in. We talked about the Zappa.
Yep.
One Size Fits All, a great box set, very progressive in those years for him. The Crimson Wake Up aside, and I think, like, why just put Lizard there? Okay, fine. Another one that, another Stephen Wilson remix thing, so this is a little off-center, but Spandau Ballet, Stephen Wilson, they put out, it's called Everything Is Now Volume 1. It's 78 to 82, so it's essentially everything around the first two albums before they went true and all, and yeah, all the poppy yeah, stuff. Yeah. So Stephen Wilson remixes, I can't, their second album, Diamond, the second side is very progressive. It starts out with a Roxy Music type song and then gets into more progressive stuff. So I don't understand how anyone could not enjoy that album. It's not the Spandau Ballet you think. It's funny because we were talking a while ago about Gary Kemp and his autobiography and stuff. I actually read that. It's amazing. Like, I never realized it. He was like, they were not in this for the music. They were in there for fame. That they wanted fame and money. And that's, it's interesting though, because of that, Gary Kemp was always thinking ahead. Like,
yeah,
they're in the middle of the kind of punkish 78, 79. He's already hearing that in London, people are dancing and it's dance music. And so they come out with Diamond, where the first side is like white boy funk music at a time where the stuff is just happening. And then True, it was the same thing. It was like, we need saxophone, you know, we need this. And that's all it was. And that kind of amazed me because that's the younger him. Now he's more, you know, like playing with Nick Mason and all that. So that was funny. So those are my reissues.
All right. I only have a couple reissues.
Okay, let's do the
Frog Adjacent, Stephen Wilson's Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Atmos, and 5.0.
And is this a SDE exclusive?
I don't know if it's an SDE exclusive, but that's where I got it.
So just for folks that don't know, there's a website called Super Deluxe
Editions.
Been around for a long time, and he just focuses on box sets. But a few years ago, he started putting out things, working with the artists or with the labels, and putting out exclusive Blu-ray surrounds and this and that that are not available anywhere else.
Right. And which is really kind of cool.
Right. Sometimes just pulling it out from a box set and releasing that.
Right.
So this
is the Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, 5.1 and Atmos by Stephen Wilson, including a 30-minute remix of Welcome to the Pleasure Dome by Stephen Wilson.
Wow.
Which, prog adjacent, because Trevor Horn produced it, but also Steve Howe plays some acoustic guitar on it. And
uncredited or credited?
No, he's credited.
Okay.
But I think when you look at who's on this, it's kind of funny. If it's written in here with all the stuff.
So these are the.
That's the band.
Those are the musicians.
That's the band, but
yeah.
The contributors include, Steve Lipson, Steve Howe. Oh, I thought that. Oh, maybe he's on the Propaganda album. David Sylvian.
Oh, right. Like, yeah. But
they also did Propaganda, which I didn't get. I have like 900 versions of the Propaganda Secret Wish album. And I'm like, do I need one more?
The thing though is with the Super Deluxe Edition, when he puts those out, they're very limited. And then once they're gone, they're gone.
Correct.
So, gone.
I don't know if I can do another Propaganda. I love that album. It's like one of my favorite albums.
Well, clearly you love it to a point. Because you have a cutoff point here.
What happened was I saw that it was coming out and I pulled out all my copies of it. I'm like, oh my God, I have 6 copies of this plus the 12 inch mixes and the this and that. I'm like, I don't really know.
Right.
But, you know, who knows?
Well, you got that
my birthday's coming.
Okay. And yes. And then,
I did get the Fly From Here Return Trip by Yes, which was also
with that.
This is also a 5.1 mix, and then a new stereo.
This
mix.
Is with the Trevor Horn vocals.
This is the Trevor Horn vocals where they erased Benoit David, which is kind of a shame because I like some of his takes on it.
Right. The Blu-ray just put it all on there.
Right.
This have the instrumentals too.
Yes. So this has the instrumentals. Yeah. It's got the the surround.
That's also available digitally, by the way.
Yeah, and I like this album. This was like the last Yes album that I really liked. But at the same time, there's some of the stuff that I'm not as big a fan of. But it sort of feels a little too Trevor Horn and not enough Yes.
Interesting. Chris Squire is still around.
Yes. Yes. So and I don't know. That's yeah. and Steve. Yeah. And so well, that was the thing.
And who's keyboard player?
Jeff Downs. Oh. Because they kicked Oliver Wakeman out of the band.
Right.
Brought in Jeff. Well, because Jeff co-wrote.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
But for Oliver.
I know.
So that was my other reissue for the year.
All right, so that's reissues. So I got four new things I listened to a lot in 2025. None of these are they're prog adjacent. So, but so Steve Reich's Jacob's Ladder. So if you're into Steve Reich at all, you will love this. It's very much like it's vocal, but it's the minimalist kind of stuff. It's just an amazing album. I got a jazz album in here. John Patitucci, who's a bass player, has a trio. It's called Spirits Fall. Amazing album. Brian Eno put out a number of albums last year, but one, Aurum, A-U-R-U-M, is a classic, like, Eno ambient album. It's okay. So nice. Such a good album. And then the other's kind of left field. This, I never heard of these guys until I stumbled on the album under new releases. They're called the Third Coast Percussion.
Okay.
So they're from out west, and they do a lot of, it's just all percussion, but they do a lot of different kinds of music. So they came out with a new album this past year called Standard Stoppages. And so if you like kind of percussion music and progressive music, I think you would like that. So, and then my fifth, I'm going to say the Mommy Heads, because that was a really fun album, and I actually ended up listening to that a lot.
Both of them.
Yeah, and I'm glad we went through the Prog magazine, because I did not I tried to go through.
In your head?
Like, well, actually, I knew at the beginning of the year. I was like, we haven't done an end of the year, so we should. So as I heard things I liked, I actually started writing them down all through the year. But then I went back. Last
John told me we were doing this morning.
I know, like, so I was 2 hours prepared. Ago. 2 hours ago. So then I kind of looked through, I started looking through like all the releases, and I'm like, I can't do this. I'm sticking with these four. So I'm glad you had that, because there were things in there I just forgot about, particularly reissues too. Like I forgot about Hergis Ridge. I think they did a great, great
Which I job haven't listened to the remix.
Do you have it? Did you get it?
No, didn't get it.
Yeah. Was that another SDE thing?
That in particular is the snooze you lose, because it was like out of print.
Right, probably did like 1,000 copies. And
I finally was like, oh, I should get that. And then
it was too late. Yeah. Yeah, well, so, and like, you know, don't feel too bad. You can go online and hear them. Like, so a lot of these things they do stream. Like the Fly From Here, they have, it's listed as two separate things. It's
the instrumental,
which is actually great, because the instrumental stuff is really good. Pretty good year for, I mean, looking through that, there were a lot of prog releases.
Yes.
That I forgot about. Marillion didn't come out with anything last year.
Believe they did.
Okay.
Well, Steve Rothery did. And then,
And then he did the whatever.
Yeah, that Biosphere. Yeah. They, you know, live stuff.
But 2026.
They have a new album that they're working on. They've announced a whole bunch of tour dates all over Europe.
Everywhere. Pompeii. Okay, so we never talked about Pompeii. They're playing Pompeii.
They are, yes.
Wow. Two nights, I think it is? Wow. And you're not going?
I'm not going to.
Did you try?
No.
No. I don't know.
All right.
Anyways, all right. Well, there we go.
Well, Prague will find a way.
If you want it to.